It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Is Harvard showing racial bias against Asians and Asian Americans? One group called Students for Fair Admissions says yes. A coalition of 156 Asian American groups backed the suit, but Students for Fair Admissions has a history of antagonism against affirmative action. Still, there may be evidence that Harvard stereotyped Asian applicants in their admission process. Nick Anderson is helping us suss this out. He covers higher education for The Washington Post. Nick, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
So this anti-affirmative action organization that just formed within the last year, it's called Students for Fair Admissions, sued Harvard University last month, alleging that Harvard discriminates against Asian American applicants in its admission process. So explain the case for us.
Okay, well, actually, the suit traces to 2014. The group formed several years ago, and the idea here is that they want to challenge the very notion that colleges can take into account race and ethnicity when they think about choosing a freshman class. Now, this has been litigated before. There have been a long series of affirmative action in college admission cases going back to the 1970s. And what the Supreme Court has said in those cases in various ways is, yes, you may take race and ethnicity into account, but in the recent decisions the Supreme Court has issued, it has steadily narrowed and specified the criteria where you can do that. And basically it boils down to you can't have quotas, you can't set a specific target of the number of, say, African Americans that you want to have in your class, you can't use race and ethnicity as the only criterion. You must also take into account, if possible, race-neutral alternatives and consider those. So that's the Supreme Court's direction so far. What this case tries to do, and this plaintiff is saying, is like it's trying to say, let's toss that whole thing out and get rid of the very notion of what the plaintiffs say is illegal discrimination against certain racial groups because other racial groups are getting favored.
So this is causing quite a bit of a stir in the Asian American community. Talk to me about who Edward Blum is.
Okay, so Edward Blum is the organizer and president of Students for Fair Admissions. This is a group that's based in Arlington, Virginia. And Students for Fair Admissions has also promoted and been plaintiff in lawsuits in North Carolina and Texas that are arguing similar issues in the same general space. But the group itself would tell you that it is a membership group and that among its members are some Asian Americans who have been damaged by Harvard policy.
And do they name them?
No.
Okay, so how do we know that that's true?
Well, there have been legal maneuverings behind the scenes before the trial takes place through the process of discovery and depositions. So the lawyers for Harvard and the lawyers for Students for Fair Admissions have been grilling each side to try to obtain what you would say is basically advance evidence, the words of the key players involved. And so I'm sure that some of that will come out in court. But the lawyers at Harvard have really gone hard after the notion that this group represents Asian Americans. And they have claimed that this group doesn't have standing to sue. Now, interestingly, the judge in the case has so far not agreed and has not permitted this case to be thrown out on that basis. So right now, the group has standing and the suit is moving forward.
There's a term that has been thrown out here called racial mascotting. Talk to me about that.
Mascotting?
Yes.
Not familiar with that so much, but let's try racial balancing. Okay. Racial balancing is a term that the Justice Department under President Trump used the other day when it effectively weighed in on the idea of the suit moving forward. The Justice Department, as you know, has an interest in this in these kinds of cases because it gives them a chance to sort of weigh in with the legal system on matters of significant policy. In this case, the Justice Department agreed with the plaintiff that there is strong evidence that Harvard is engaging in what's known as racial balancing when it carries out the very final actions of selecting a class. And the Justice Department says that if that's so, that could really be something that would test the limits of what the Supreme Court has said is legal and constitutional.
I should note that I got the term racial mascotting from an NPR story interview. It's the idea that Asian Americans are being essentially used as pawns for the broader aim of dismantling affirmative action.
Okay. Well, you know, I get that. So that is, I suppose, an argument that's going to resonate with many people. You have in these kinds of college admissions, really intense feelings. Harvard, remember, gets about 40,000 plus applicants a year from around the world and in the United States, and it only lets in less than 5% of those applicants. So you've got a lot of people with ambition and who have been turned away. So those folks who are turned away, and this is not just true of Harvard, by the way, it's true of a lot of selective colleges, highly selective colleges. There's great competition for those colleges. They are then going to look at the results, namely students who have been rejected, and they're going to say, I wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to feel extremely strongly about that, and they're going to search for a reason why. Now, one reason why they are saying here could be because of my race or my ethnicity. And so then if that's the case, then you're likely to look very, very negatively upon the very concept of affirmative action. And, you know, you're likely to say, well, let's find the a way to dismantle that system.
So I have
to
ask you,
behold, here is a way that somebody has thought up to try to dismantle the system.
So
the grievances of Asian Americans.
So I have to ask you, we are in the middle of the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. There have been a lot of conservative judges who have been appointed. Do you see, in terms of higher education, this idea of affirmative action going away in the future?
Well, the courts have suggested in recent rulings that this is not a forever policy. I'm talking about the Supreme Court.
Right.
The Supreme Courts have said, by the way, with rather narrow margins, they have upheld the status quo. So it only takes a little bit of a change on the court to flip the decisions here. But the courts have said that this policy is not going to be around forever, but in the interim, and whatever the interim is, you know, you may do it under these restrictions. So I think that could be under question in the near future.
We have been talking to Nick Anderson. He covers higher education for The Washington Post. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate you being on.
Thank you, Carrie. Have a good day.
It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.